Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. This is episode 24. Today's date is January 24th, 2019. And the title of today's sticky note is Down is Up. The copy on the sticky note reads, Head Down, Production Up. Head Down, Production Up. Goofing off, chit-chat, shiny object syndrome, and squirrel are all idioms for distractions, disturbances, and diversions. Keep your head in the game, your nose to the grindstone, and your eyes on your own paper are phrases that stress focus, concentration, effort, hard work, and productivity. There are a lot of things during the day which demand your attention, scream out for it even, but far fewer things that actually require your attention. Media advertising literally shouts at you to gain your attention. Social media feeds fire hose a stream of clickbaity headlines to try and lure you down rabbit holes of lost time. Banner ads and autoplay videos pop up like demonic jack-in-the-boxes to try and surprise you into clicking an ad you never intended to click. And it's worse on mobile devices because all the links are smaller and closer together. Coworkers endlessly chattering away about what TV shows they watched, and what they had for lunch, and where they went last night, and where they're going tomorrow night, and did you see what that tramp in accounting is wearing yesterday? An old commercial from the 70s flashes to mind where an overwhelmed woman screams, Calgon, take me away, and is whisked away to a peaceful and serene location where she can relax in a luxurious bubble bath. There's many a time I thought of invoking these magical words in hopes it might work for me as well, but I figure I better wait until I really need it, just in case you can only call upon this mystical power a single time. A less magical way to combat these mental intrusions is through your own mental fortitude and focus. Tell yourself you refuse to be sucked in by these vacuous distractions. Do your best to prevent auditory overload by either closing the door to your office, if you're lucky enough to have one, or by picking up and relocating to another area where you can work uninterrupted. It works great if your company has open workstations or you have a laptop and can log into your network via Wi-Fi. Unoccupied conference rooms and even your office lobby can work well for this option. Other alternatives might include wearing headphones and playing a soundtrack that facilitates productivity, or using those noise-canceling headphones to help block out coworker interference. Then dive into your work with complete focus. Literally keep your head down and concentrate solely on your current project. If the siren call of distractions pulls at you, redouble your efforts to concentrate only on that which is in front of you. If you're working on text, try reading it aloud to help your concentration. If you're in problem-solving mode, try thinking out loud and audibly brainstorming with yourself. As a last resort, you could certainly ask your coworkers to please keep it down as you're trying to work through an especially tricky project, but that might just give them something else to talk about. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. This podcast is sort of your director's commentary cut for all the content I post over at BigYellowSticky.com, where for the last 4 years, actually 2019 is my fifth year, of posting a daily message written in Sharpie by hand by me on a 3x3 yellow sticky note and posted for all the world to see at BigYellowSticky.com. This audio track is something new I thought I would experiment with this year, because sometimes people want the inside scoop on what was the thought behind the message that I posted, and those 3x3 notes don't give you a whole lot of space to expound on a topic, and that's what this podcast is for. If you'd like to get a free email alert every time I post new content to Big Yellow Sticky, you can go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the link that says Get Sticky and enter your email address. If you do that, every day when I post, you will get an email that has the graphic of what I posted that day, the actual drawing of the yellow sticky note, along with a link to that day's episode, just like the one you're listening to now. If you'd like to know more about me, you can visit DonTheIdeaGuy.com and check out all the projects that I'm working on and the creative resources I share there. And I pretty much guarantee you'll find a sign up for an email list is there. as well on that website, even though I don't mail you every single day like I do on BigYellowSticky.com. That's it for today's episode. I appreciate you tuning in. If you like the podcast, if you're enjoying this this new experiment of mine, I'd really appreciate it if you'd leave a review on iTunes, maybe share a link with a friend and ask them to check it out. Right now, I think it's just me and my wife listening. So it'd be nice if I got a few other listeners to the podcast. Check us out at BigYellowSticky.com or visit here tomorrow when I'll have another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky podcast.